Lawrence, after a so-so start, what do you think kind of got this offense moving?
We started hitting shots. I think that we picked it up defensively, and I hit a couple shots in the second half. You always want to jump on a team. In the second half, that's where if you can kind of step on them there, you can kind of crush them for the whole game, and I think that's what got us going.
It was a 7-point game there late in the first half. You guys went on a little run, and then your three at the end, that seemed to really take momentum. Did you feel that?
Yeah. Anytime anybody hits a buzzer beater, that gives you a lot of momentum going in the locker room, and they had played good defense up to that point, and they kind of deflated them a little bit, so I think that helped as well.
Good to kind of get all the distractions out of the way, finally come out and play your first game and show people out there what this team's capable of.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have any distractions. We just try to go out there and play. And, Ralph led us. He had a great game today. He's big for us, scoring, and he's a very good passer out the post, too. So I think him being such a good passer out the post gives people like me wide open threes. So he had a lot to do with it, too.
Ralph, that turnaround jumper you were using, especially in the first half, is that something you really worked on? I mean, this summer, is that something you hope to go to more often?
Yes, it is. I worked on all my fundamental post moves this summer with my dad and training in various places. I plan on, as the season progresses, I plan on using a lot more. I'm probably going to have to expand my repertoire a lot more as people, even later on in the season, people start learning how the way I play. But tonight it worked well for me, and it got us a win.
Do you feel like, Ralph, you guys playing last year, you and Colton, and you guys got used to playing together, and now you're playing on your own. I mean, does it kind of feel more comfortable in that role?
Yes, I do. Coming as a freshman with Colton, we kind of took the pressure off each other because we were able to be on the court at the same time. We battled the same people, but this year we have a deeper bench. We have a lot of freshmen coming in. We have more experienced players, so I get to sometimes we're not on the court at the same time. So being able to step out on the court alone allows me to try to create more for myself, allow me to play together with my teammates and learn different teammates' roles in their positions. It also helps me pass up the post, like Westbrook was saying. Allows me to figure out where my teammates' like favorite spots are to shoot, know when they're ready to shoot, or when they're cutting to the basket, I can dish it off real quick. So in that area, it helped me.
You guys had 25 assists on 34 mid shots. I mean, is that the kind of ball movement and the kind of passing that you feel like you're going to have all the time to be successful?
Yeah, Coach Smith stresses, moving at the ball. And with any talented team, you're not going to win unless you play together. It doesn't matter how good you are. So when we share the ball, we're going to get a lot of easy shots and layups. And eventually, our athleticism is going to wear on teams, and that's what's going to pull us with the win.
Let's talk about Rodney a little bit.
Yeah.
Rodney's play, when you look at, the stats, it might seem like 14 points, but a lot of them are exciting plays.
Yeah, Rodney's one of the most exciting players in the country. He jumps higher than anybody I've ever seen. So when you have somebody like that to score on the break or to block shots, he had a couple of nice blocks today. I mean, if he keeps working on his game, he could, sky's the limit for him. He's a good player.
With all the, some of the drama before the season and some of, the other headlines with the players who are out, does it feel good to kind of maybe show people that, hey, we're still an NCAA tournament team, we're still the same team that beat Louisville, a year ago?
Yeah, first of all, the guys that are out are like our brothers, and we're definitely a better team with them. But, we're confident, even without, the guys that are not with us right now, that we're a good team, we're as good as anybody, and we don't have anything to prove to anybody. We're just going to go out and play. We just got to, stick together and everything will fall into place.
Are you guys kind of like family on and off the court?
Yeah, we are. I feel our team chemistry is a lot greater this year. We actually spend a lot of time off the court. We all, we all go over to each other's houses and play video games and watch TV, just like a family. So I feel that we actually come together a lot more, and as the season progresses, we'll come together a lot more, and we'll be able to get a lot of things done this year.
Do you feel like there was a point last year where you guys were distributing the basketball the way you were tonight?
Or is this something that is kind of a new level for you guys as far as being able to execute like that and moving the ball around?
I mean, we're just the deeper, the more athletic team, and I think that, you know, we got a lot of unselfish guys. Not that we didn't last year, but, I mean, there were some times last year we played really well and got a lot of assists and moved the ball. But, you know, it's good that we have an unselfish team. Sometimes guys have open layups, but they're trying to pass it. And, you know, we want them to get the layup, but I can never yell at somebody for being unselfish. So we definitely have a lot of skilled passers from the guards to, like, Ralph in the post. So when you have that many good passers, you're going to get a lot of assists.
Can you talk about just, you know, Al's play? I mean, I know if people continue to talk about his offense and how he needs to shoot the ball more, but he really doesn't need that to impact the game at all.
Not at all. Al doesn't need to, you know, he's going to have some games where he scores, but he doesn't need to score. If Al gets 6 points, 7-8 assists, 2 steals, plays, he's always going to play great defense. I mean, he's going to be one of the best point guards in the country. I don't know why people say, well, he has to shoot. If Al plays like he did tonight, we're going to be just fine. I mean, simple as that. We have a lot of scorers on this team. Al's one of the best defenders in the country, and he can distribute the ball. If he does that, then we're going
to
be fine.
He's starting to figure that out. It's not wearing on him that he has to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, Al knows how to play the game. I mean, like I said, I mean, like, my role is different. I'm going to shoot the ball. That's what I do. Al plays great defense. He gets people involved. He's going to get a lot of steals. If he does that every game, I mean, he's going to be first team Big Ten.
More questions, guys? Thanks.